The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
It is time for Brant's three things I hope are helpful. So it's three hopefully helpful things today. It's three thoughts about suffering and God. And look, death is part of life. And I was reminded of this yesterday at a funeral for a friend's kid. And I was thinking about this too, because these questions always come up. Like, where's God if there's this suffering? How could he allow this? How could he possibly design a world where this is possible, or all the iterations of that question? And the number one thing I want to say about this, I hope this is helpful, all three of these observations, I hope, but just because I don't see a reason myself, a clear cut, I've got the answer to that. Just because I don't see a reason doesn't mean the reason doesn't exist. We should know this. We've all been kids. We've all asked stuff like, well, why can't I have Pepsi for all three meals every day? Why can't I just start the day with pizza every morning? Like, why? I don't see a reason. Doesn't mean one doesn't exist. If you're dealing with a mind that's bigger than yours, deeper than yours, wiser than mine, why wouldn't I allow for the fact that, you know, some things I don't understand? For that whole trust thing, you know, about trusting God, that's where this comes in. I don't have all the answers. I don't see all the reasons for everything. But we know how God feels about suffering. We know it, because he talked about it. I mentioned that, how I got to share about how he says he'll store our tears in a bottle, and how he draws close to the brokenhearted, and the promise of wiping every tear from our eyes, and the healing, the reuniting, the resurrection. All of this is part of faith in Jesus. I know how God feels. I don't have all the answers to it, like why it happens or how it happens, like all that sort of stuff. I don't have all the big answers, but I trust him. And I'll tell you what we do know from scripture very clear. We know how God feels about suffering. Here's another thing we know from the Bible about suffering. We know he suffers himself. He knows what it feels like to suffer. It's not like he is speaking from a place where it's an ivory tower. He's never experienced something like this. He knows what it's like to lose someone. My friends, yesterday it was at the funeral for their son. He has been through it. You know how some businesses and products are Mr. whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Salty, Mr. Clean, Mr.
Yes.
Quick Lube or whatever, you know,
Mr. Quick.
Well, I made that one up, but you know what I'm talking about. It's Mr.
Yes, I get it.
Here's what I was thinking. If I ever get really, really, really wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and can, like, have my own hospital.
Okay.
Or I wouldn't want them to name it after. I wouldn't want it to be a Hanson Memorial Medical Center or
of course not.
Hanson Hospital.
Sure. You're not going to put a Mr.
Mr. Hospital.
Okay.
Would you go to Mr. Hospital?
No.
Why?
Because it sounds silly. And I am not sure.
What if I staff it and you knew for a fact it was rated by U.S. News and World Report as the number one hospital in the country for surgery or outpatient stuff or whatever, like the top staff, and it's Mr. Hospital. And I already thought about the mask guy, and it's like a stethoscope, but he's got eyes and little arms coming off.
Yeah, and
they all, and I make my surgeons wear that on their coats.
The mascot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's Mr. Hospital.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You still wouldn't go?
I wouldn't darken that doorstep for a second.
This is the most judgmental thing I've ever heard in my life. This is the Deep Show, where we do this reflection, and we always... Oh, whoops. Hang on a second.
Boy.
I have just been handed breaking animal news from the Breaking
the
Animal
Show?
News Center. Whoops. This is good. I think you like it. We cover animal news because... Why? Well, because animals are out there doing stuff and they don't get covered.
Yeah, okay.
The networks are all humans this, humans today, and human news.
Well, because we're humans, so.
Well, yeah. But still.
Good point.
So this is cool. Dave on Facebook said, as a bat biologist, this is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
As a bat biologist, I wanted to give a shout out to bats, who for years we've been saying are super sophisticated at dodging one another and flying in synchrony. Now that we've used high-speed cameras on them, it turns out they crash into each other all the time. Bats are really cool, he said. Which I thought was awesome, and it has an implicit lesson in it.
Which is?
Remember how you were talking about, like, humans, like, needing each other?
Yes.
And it's hard, but you have to work that stuff out.
Yes,
so it turns
do.
Out these bats aren't just flying harmlessly and just like just using ESP or, mm-hmm. or radar or whatever to get around each
They're
other.
They're banging into each other and still sticking it out.
Staying in the same colony. Making it work. That's the only way it works. Oh, we were talking about suffering a little bit ago. I thought this was interesting. They did this study about Facebook friends and they found, this will not shock you, by the way, they found that when you are depressed or going through difficulty or suffering and you post about it, people don't really follow up. Mm. Those friends, yeah, they're not bad, mm-hmm. but you know what you need? Actual humans in your life, in your walking around life. Like around you, it always hurts to me too. Because so often I'll get an email from listeners mm-hmm. or someone they're suffering in some way or they got some obvious thing. I'm like, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I was like, I genuinely want to know. Do you have anybody around you? Mm-hmm. Are you part of a faith community at all? You got church people around you at all? Like, it doesn't have to look like a big mega thing or not. Just relationships from people who are fellow believers, mm-hmm. because. Yeah, when things are going good, we can get away with this for a while, and the Facebook friend thing is wonderful, but when it comes to actual suffering, where are the humans? Well, I don't want to brag or anything, but I was named to the Diamond Medallion status for Delta Airlines.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
2 days ago. Thank you very much. Diamond means I get to go in those...
Into the
Sky Club
things. Yeah,
yeah. I get all of that.
How did this happen?
Well, I got an email that said, even though you didn't quite qualify, they said that.
Okay.
We realized you came out just short on your uh-huh, miles, but uh-huh. we wanted to boot you up to that. And then I was trying to log in, and uh-huh. I couldn't log in.
Okay.
I'm like, what's going on? So I called Delta.
Yeah.
And turns out they told me that email was an error, and I am not. Actually, even close.
Are you at least in the medallion?
Nope.
And, you're not in any club.
No, they stripped me of my diamond medallion status. But well, here's what I thought was interesting about that.
What?
So, yeah, that was like it was quite the ricochet.
Yeah.
Like this is awesome. I've always wanted to be a frequent flyer, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always get it spread out all over.
Right.
Anyway, so then I had it, mm-hmm. and I was investigating. Oh, that's cool. I'll get this perk. I can get that perk. Maybe I can upgrade. Sometimes I never get upgraded. Like, mm-hmm. And then. They told me it was an error,
yeah.
and so they took it from me, and mm-hmm. I was agitated.
Yeah.
And I even was agitated with a guy. I had stopped myself on the phone and said, no, thank you. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And I realized I didn't qualify for it.
Ah, yep.
But I thought I was entitled to it as mm-hmm. soon as they made one. It didn't cost me anything.
Right.
But I really did. I instantly upgraded my brain. To I deserve this.
Yeah, yeah. It's mine.
And then when they took it from me, even though I didn't deserve it,
mm-hmm.
felt like I'd been robbed. Like, it's just amazing how quickly mm-hmm. we become entitled to stuff and act like we earned it. I never earned it.
My brother put this app on my mother's phone and my phone so that I could track where she is.
Yeah, GPS mm-hmm. so you can know where your mom is.
Yes, because she's a...
Mom tracker. But-
Because even though she's in her 70s,
yeah,
she's out there,
app.
Mom Tracker app. And you told me to tell her.
Yeah.
Because it was on my phone and we hadn't told her.
You guys were just kind of secretly putting it on
yes,
your phones.
Yes, and you told me to tell her because she's going to find out,
yeah.
you said.
Yeah.
And I did, thankfully, because when we were together, it dings when she leaves home.
Uh-huh.
But we were in the car together. And so as we were leaving the house and it was like, ding, 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 ding. And she's like, what is that? I've
Did
never
she leave
heard
her
that
phone in the house?
Yeah. No, her phone was with us. And uh-huh. so that's why it dinged, because she's leaving the house.
Oh.
But we're together, so you hear the notification on my phone.
Ah, that she's left the house.
Yes. And so I had to tell her. Well, yeah. And I did exactly what you told me to do, Brian Hansen.
Good call.
I told her, and you can track me.
Yeah.
And then...
And she likes it.
She likes it a
I'm
lot.
Sure she does.
Yes, she does.
I'm surprised she hasn't decided to track me. You want to see you?
Oh, it's coming.
I'm sure she'd love the information. Maybe you've noticed this. Maybe you haven't. How low interest rates are right now for mortgages. And not to get too much into my personal business, but we've mentioned this on the podcast. A friend of mine told me, I didn't think much of it since we bought our place only a year ago, but it told me they're really low. You should refinance. And so I called Fellowship Home Loans, and oh my goodness, I talked to Mike and Brian, and they're awesome. And we are lopping years off the mortgage, and our monthly payment's going down. So think about that. That's pretty awesome. If you have a mortgage, Think about this. They're very good to work with, and Mike and Brian support what we do on the show, so we're excited about that. It's Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. Please tell them you heard about them from us. We'd appreciate that. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. You may wonder, what am I listening to right now? What in the world is going on? Well, I'll tell you what. You're listening to a DJ who's a shock jock.
Oh, boy.
Who shocks people with his shocking information. Now, I'm rated G,
yes.
So I'm the kind of shock jock that has to lean on really, really interesting facts that are shocking to people, and then they can spread it around, and people be like, hey, you, where'd you hear that? And then you tell them about the show, and then they...
Again, there's a lot of directions and instructions.
Yeah, right.
We probably should just go right to the and fact and let people...
Buy my
decide
books
whether...
and for gifts all year long. And then, anyway...
Sure.
So, this is kind of shocking.
Okay.
Okay, so brace yourself for this. You know... Snap, Crackle, and Pop, the three little guys.
Rice Krispie Treats, yes.
What are they?
Rice Krispies.
Are they elves or something? I don't know what they are. Little,
I thought they were little...
guys? What do you think they were?
Go ahead, this is
a safe place.
I don't know what they are.
No, you thought they were something. What did you say?
I thought they were just little people.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Anyway, what's far more interesting is that it wasn't just Snap, Crackle, and Pop. They're all brothers, apparently.
Okay.
And they had a fourth brother, and his name was Pow. So, and they just dropped him, and nobody ever mentioned him again.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. No. No, he actually had a little spaceman suit, too. It was to represent the power of whole grain rice. And then they retired him, just unceremoniously, just disappeared, and nobody ever mentioned him again. So, it was Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Pow. And now it's just...
Snap, Crackle, Pop,
kind of shocking. So, anyway, go out and share that with people. And tell them to listen to the Brain Hansen show, and they'll get
more
of this.
More like that, yeah.
I don't know if this is true, but you know what? It sounds like it's true. So I thought I'd just propose this and then tell you. I don't know if it's true. Henry Cloud, Dr. Henry Cloud, writes a bunch of books and stuff, psychologist, and got a lot of wisdom, I think.
Yes, he does.
He said 10% of your happiness comes from your circumstances.
Okay.
He says that's what modern psychology has showed us.
Mm-hmm.
10%. Think about this. 10% of your happiness comes from your circumstances. So your circumstances can be incredible. You win the lottery, you've got the Gulfstream, you're whatever. You're married to the ideal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Could still be 90% miserable.
Mm.
Conversely, things aren't going that well. Not living where you choose, not your favorite job, just lost this or that. 90% still can be happy.
Mm.
It's not your circumstances. I mean, they've shown this over and over and over. A little bit, yeah. But overall, it's about your outlook within those circumstances and honestly where you're putting your trust. Well, with Valentine's Day coming up, look at this. Here's an offer that you might be interested in, Sherry. Just throwing this out.
All right.
As a wonderful single person.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Japanese man who's a billionaire.
Okay.
Who's looking for a... lovely lady to go with him to the moon. So he's booked a spot on...
This isn't metaphor.
No, it's not like fly me.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's go to the moon together.
Okay.
So it's a date, and he bought a spot on the Elon Musk flight to the moon.
Okay.
So any interest? Would you be interested if he's a nice guy? He probably is.
If it were someone I was already dating.
Okay. Not as a first date?
Not as a first date,
no. Going to outer space?
No, I don't think so. I don't know how we would be able to get to know each other there.
Okay, so maybe first like Applebee's and then outer space. At what point can you just go to outer space?
Yeah, two Applebee's and a movie.
All right. A couple Applebee's. Movie.
Maybe a walk.
Outer space.
Yeah.
Chipotle. And then
we have it has to be progression here, Brent.
Talk marriage. Especially if you are young, I was open to talk to you for a second. You can tend to, well, older people do this too, but especially when you're young, you view your present circumstances, you look at it, and you're like, this is not my mission. It's kind of a barrier to my mission, actually. I need to get through this, and then I can get that, and then I go for this, and then I become that. And then, now I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. That is the wrong way to look at it. You know where your mission is? Right there.
Mm.
But my circumstances are a mess. My family is messy. My job is not ideal. I don't enjoy this. I know. There are people in prison, though, who have realized, wait a second, once they've gotten to know God, like, this is where I am. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm going to be a light. This is my challenge. This is my mission. God put me exactly where he wanted me right now, and this is where I'm going to be.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.